All right, everyone, welcome to the Bite Show. As always, nothing on this show is going to be or should be considered as financial advice. Today, we're just going to be chatting with the NOLIS Protocol team. I know you guys have heard from them before, but this time they have advanced on the roadmap a little bit further, and they are actually one step closer and significantly closer to bringing the first DeFi lease to any of the ecosystems, to the entire industry. So this is really exciting, and they're being developed right here at home in the Cosmos ecosystem. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Thank you, Evan, for joining me. How are you doing this week, Evan, my wonderful little co-host?
Doing well, you know, other than keeping my mic muted while you read the disclaimer. You know, last week we had some issues. It was high seas. We were going through the Bermuda Triangle there, so it was a little bit hard to sail. You know, we hit some chop, but... I've put up an antenna, put some aluminum foil on it, so my Wi-Fi should be a little bit better this week. Apologies, but you know, I'm excited for NOLIS. These guys, we talked to them about 2 months ago, maybe now. So happy to talk with them again. I also just noticed that you've got the NOLIS swag on there on the hoodie. That looks pretty dope. So before I think we like dive into, you guys got a demo and all this stuff today. Let's just start with the basics here. You guys are doing DeFi leases. I mean, I've heard of like leasing a car, leasing an apartment. What is a DeFi lease? What even is that? Let's start there with the basics.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us, first of all. Indeed, what you're saying is exactly what we had in mind the first time we decided to do something on a lending on the blockchain, right? So you know what a DeFi lease is for taking a lease for a car or mortgage or whatever. So basically trying to transfer this Web2 product into the Web3 world, it actually became clearer that it has many advantages compared to any crypto lenders, crypto offers that you have seen on the market since 2017. So basically, you provide a down payment as in any other lease position. You start using the asset, and at the end or during the time of the contract, you start repaying. Once you fully repaid, you can move away with the asset. Same for the crypto world. You provide a down payment. You can provide it with NOLIS in any currency, fiat, stable, digital asset. Get up to 150% above that down payment in a loan, and both of them are used to purchase your digital asset that you desire, Atom, BTC, Ethereum, whatever. So basically by acting both of them, the down payment and the loan together, you get much better margin call and liquidation risk, approximately 40% better. So what we try to do is transfer a Web2 product into the Web3 world, do it in a way that you actually have decreased over collateralized problem, less risk of liquidation, and you actually own the asset, because during your DeFi lease, you own the asset and you can do different yield optimization schemes within the DeFi lease and actually earn rewards that are higher than your interest, basically creating self-repaying loan.
So within those lease structures, it seems like you have a little bit of freedom to actually have some sort of yield on your assets that you're providing for the lease in the first place. What types of options are going to be immediately available? Are these yield strategies on ETH? Are they yield strategies on Atom or Bitcoin, et cetera, et cetera? And like, what type of yield are we talking about on top of those assets as well?
We are targeting to have as many as possible, but initially starting with liquid staked assets, meaning liquid staking being one of the hottest topics within the industry. You would be able, for example, to liquid stake your Atom and earn rewards from it. Basically, as an example, it's like 20-22% APY, and you would be paying interest like probably 10, 12, 13%, basically repaying most of the interest together with some of the principal. In the roadmap, Ivan, can you mention a little bit about what we want to build as whitelist?
Yeah, sure. As Kamen mentioned, one of the greatest advantages of the NOLIS design and the way we structure the product is that there's a real underlying asset in every lease position that can be utilized in whole, while these assets are actually in a leveraged position with NOLIS. Those underlying assets can be used in any, let's say, vault strategy or any type of DeFi strategy that allows the protocol to have access to those assets while being, let's say, exposed to a third-party yield-bearing, some sort of yield-bearing scheme. And actually, as Kamen mentioned, we can whitelist. As long as it's whitelisted on the protocol, it can be used there. I think doing an example here will be much easier. For example, let's say you leverage with Nolus an Osmo token, which can then be used, once leveraged, can then be used to open a vault on Kazerfi, where it can bring additional 30% or something like that in yield.
Evan, go for it if you have another question here, because I'm going to get into a little bit more of the kind of the custodial component here if you don't have any questions.
Well, no, I think that's probably where I was going to go as well. I'm just curious, like, you know, if you're leasing this, right, that's different than owning it. Typically on a DeFi platform, if you're borrowing, right, you over-collateralize it, and then you can kind of just take anywhere with it. I assume it's not the same on Nolus. Do you guys have sort of these, like, off the shelf, out of the box sort of strategies, and it's really just like kind of click and point, and then you're deployed? And I guess, how does custody work there, Joseph, to steal your question? I mean, is it still self-custodied, or does Nolus custody the assets? How does that work?
It is still self-custodied, but the actual assets, while there's a DeFi lease position open, are locked into the smart contract and can be redeemed by the user once the full repayment of the loan has been made by him. For example, let's say, again, you leverage 100 atoms. This is your down payment. You have 150 atoms as a borrowed amount from the protocol, totaling your position in 250 atoms. Those 250 atoms then can be liquid staked, as Kamen mentioned, from the protocol smart contract. And the 250 staked, liquid staked atoms are then still available to the protocol to liquidate if, let's say, a margin call should occur. But if the user repays the loan in the meantime, he can actually collect those 250 liquid staked atoms to his wallet, back to his wallet. But again, everything is on, everything is done by a smart contract. There's no centralized custody over the assets.
So it seems to me that just from comparisons of like actual Web2 contemporary leases, you have to go through quite of a significant like structure to have to manage your leases. And it seems like you guys are unlocking that ability for individual users to essentially just directly manage their lease positions. And while leases aren't really attractive for anyone who's trying to eventually own like a car, per se, they are eventually just trying to hold on to an asset. But in this case, you're using the leases in order to exponentially unlock your, basically to increase your exposure to more of the assets. And I know that there is going to be a liquidation component to these leases. And that is something that you have to do in terms of just risk mitigation, because just by inherent design of a lease, you have to ensure that there is going to be a satisfying payment at some point in time if the collateral value just declines. So I guess my question is in the event of a mass liquidation event, in the event that there is a major drawdown in the markets, and we know that there's high volatility in the Bitcoins and there's high volatility in even smaller market cap altcoins, what kind of structure and what kind of strategies do you guys have that are ensuring that the platform ends up being paid out and that lenders or lendees aren't being hurt by any sort of mass event of actual liquidations occurring?
Okay, maybe I should take this one. Well, liquidations on the engine, keep in mind the Nolus protocol is always connected to the stable coins, meaning lenders provide stablecoins. Those stablecoins are used to purchase the borrower's position, let's say in Atom or Osmo or BTC. Now, if the price of those borrowing positions starts decreasing, although the borrowers have like 40-50% better liquidation rates compared to other crypto lenders like Aave Compound, you actually could end up being partially liquidated. So we don't do full liquidations as all other companies are doing. We're doing only partial ones. So basically, if your price decreases, for example, with 45%, you'll get the first partial liquidation. It would get you to a healthier level with loan to value that is satisfactory to remain in the position, but not fully liquidate. For example, 20 to 25% would be liquidated from your position, and you get returned into the healthier level. Now, if the price continues dropping by another 7, 8%, it would get you another partial liquidation because your loan to value is again in a deteriorated state. It needs to liquidate some part of the position and gets you back to the healthier level. This could be done a couple of times if the price continues dropping and dropping. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, if the price, let's say, goes down by 55%, 60% from the starting moment that you've purchased the asset, you could get fully liquidated. Once you get fully liquidated, what happens is that you actually lose your down payment because your down payment is your initial investment. And then the lenders on the other side, they get their loan in full because they have been covered by the liquidation together with the interest that has been incurred or has been accounted for the period of the loan. Mm-hmm. So lenders in full, they receive in full the rewards and the loan that they have provided, while borrowers actually take the risk in this situation. And might be the case that they are losing their down payment.
Okay. It seems to me that in that scenario, it is aligned in terms of interests. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. I guess my question then leads into the direction or the realm of the actual rates themselves. Why is it that you guys are inherently providing these better rates in terms of the loans themselves or the leases themselves? And how do they really kind of competitively enter into the existing borrow and lending market that is in DeFi right now?
Okay, first of all, the lending rate and the borrowing rate would be determined by the participants on the one side and the other. So basically, if there is a lot of liquidity within the protocol, the smart contracts would actually be able to decrease the interest that is paid or will be paid by the borrowers so that it incentivizes borrowers to take more loans. On the other side and hand, if you have low liquidity in the protocol because lenders, for example, withdraw some liquidity or there are currently no new major new deposits and the liquidity is low, the interest would increase for the borrower so that they get less incentive to be there. Now, it would be between a realm of, let's say, 10 to 18% annual percentage rate. But there is a huge difference because usually how decentralized platforms do it, they create a ratio that could go up to millions of percentages if the liquidity is thin or if there is not sufficient liquidity within the protocol. Now, we fix it. If you are a borrower, you actually come today, you take the DeFi lease because the current liquidity is X, you actually receive interest of 11%. This 11% annual percentage rate is fixed and never changing for your smart contract. If tomorrow Evan comes and he wants to take a new DeFi lease, it could be 10.5. His lease would be 10.5 fixed forever. So the interest rate would never change for an individual lease position. Rather, it changes for all new leases that are currently being taken depending on the liquidity of the protocol. This creates a very smooth system where lenders get incentivized by the borrowers from the repayment because the whole protocol works on cash base. We don't do accrual. So once a borrower comes and repays cash interest, this interest goes to the lender. That's it.
Yeah.
There is no promise for the interest being 10%, 12%, 20% to the lender. They would receive everything that the borrower repays. And because we actually would be capping the depositors, meaning we wouldn't allow depositors to be 2, 3, 5, 20 times more than borrowers, even efficiency ratio is breached there, new deposits would be stopped. and the already in deposits would actually get real yields. Borrower repays in cash, they get the real yield, the interest immediately.
Interesting.
Stop teasing them. Let's see the demo. He's got a demo ready for us today, right?
Yeah. We have one question coming up. Yeah, go for it. Feel free to bring up your screen shares, guys. If you guys, there's a button in the middle of the panel below where we
come
are
on
the screen. You can pull up your screen share.
Yeah, come on. Would you like to explain? No, I will be presenting the application. You can just go with the explanations there. So for starters, we are a Cosmos-based application chain, so we will be supporting Kepler for day one and, of course, Ledger devices. I'm going to showcase you how the functionality works with a connected Kepler wallet.
And now, here the idea is that you are able to really these are the two major wallets that you are able to enter at the very beginning, but we would be integrating with more wallets. As long as we are able to easily put together different technologies into entering your wallet here, that would be also available. You would be able to do a new wallet as well at some point in the near future, where if you don't, for example, have any of those solutions that are available, you can just create a new one.
Yeah, we are also looking to one technology that is called Web 3.0. I don't know how aware you guys with it, but it can actually spawn your wallet with a Google credentials, meaning that you use your Google login credentials in order to create a Web 3 wallet, which is kind of neat and relatively easy for newcomers to join and to test the application itself. So here is the assets page. This is the page where we will be listing all the available assets that have been transferred to the Nolus protocol and all the assets that are going to be available from day one. Currently, we are reviewing our testnet, as you can see here. This is our testnet, and we are currently connected with the Osmosis testnet. So one thing to have in mind is that the actual prices of tokens are not the same as the real world token prices, because our Oracle and price feeders are fetching the price data directly from the Osmosis testnet pools, where the prices are skewed and are not the same as the ones on mm-hmm. the real world asset. So
here, Nolus protocol actually is a one-stop shop for to do your crypto transaction. So it would be your asset page could be all that you would be using. You could be swapping some tokens. You could be buying and selling your tokens here. Then you have other options to do. You can earn, you can lease. The DeFi lease is probably the thing that we could show next. The idea is that, first of all, I see a question here whether the down payment would be done only in USDC. No, the idea is that all the down payments and payments would be able to be done in any currency, any asset. It could be stable, it could be your BTC, Ethereum, Osmo token. So if we jump to the lease, it would, let's take a DeFi lease because it's quite probably the thing that we are most proud of. Now, if we do a lease new, currently the USDC is on testnet, the only availability, but you can see on the drop-down menu that if you have any tokens in Osmo, for example, you can use it as down payment. You can use any asset as down payment. But if we are doing USDC, because this current wallet has only USDCs, let's do 100 of USDCs, you would be able to take up to 150 in borrowed stablecoins. Now, you can choose to take lower amount. You can choose to take only 100 or take 20 or take 25 or take 50, whatever you want to do. Here, the risk changes. This is the idea. As long as you are taking lower amount of borrowed assets, borrowed stable coins, you are getting less risk. Now, here, if you take only half of it, like usual crypto lenders do, you have 100, you take 75 in this example, your price actually needs to drop from 25 to 12.13 or 50% in order for you to get your first partial liquidation. Now, if you would you please increase to 150%? So the maximum sure. available, the maximum available would be 150, please, not 125. Yeah. So this is the maximum value. You can take up to 150% on top of your down payment. Now, even in this example where you have taken three times more exposure compared to crypto lenders, you are still getting partial liquidation at 40% drop from 25.5 to 17 in this particular asset, the Atom asset. Now, let's do that example. You have 100. You want to take another 150, you are actually now having 250. 250 in stables would be able to purchase you 9.79 Atom tokens immediately and lock the price of the asset. And the first partial liquidation would be at 17.01 or 40% drop. Let's try and do. And maybe here it's while it's happening, it's like a minute, a transaction, maybe just Ivan, can you explain the technology and what actually is happening to me?
So one of the differences that actually makes Knowles quite unique in terms of it's how we manage liquidity. As Kamen mentioned in a couple of times, the only liquidity that the protocol needs to hold is stable coins. Because every loan that the protocol provides to users is denominated in stable coins. So for this system to work, the actual down payment provided by the user and the loan provided by the system are then transferred to a decentralized exchange where they are swapped into the lease position that a user wants to leverage. So what currently is happening under the hood is we are opening an interchain accounts channel to Osmosis, and we are currently transferring the funds to Osmosis. First, we transfer the down payment, then we transfer the loan itself, and third, and last but not least, the actual swap happens. So these are the three steps necessary for an open DeFi lease position to be open. It usually takes around a minute and a half. But think of it that this is something quite groundbreaking because the technology that the Knowles protocol utilizes is quite novel. And think of it that this is actually a cross-chain communication done almost real time. And course, it's available through the IBC protocol, which we all know that it's one of the most currently most advanced in terms of communication, interchain communication between Cosmos blockchains. So here is our position.
Just to be clear, user gets the 9.7 Atom in their wallet, correct? They actually receive that in their wallet, and they have full custody of that. Correct.
No, actually, they don't have it.
Into the DeFi lease position because currently it acts as collateral.
It acts as collateral. So okay.
So it's here. So basically, you've converted the 250, 100 down payment, and 150 won into 9.75 atoms. Mm. Now they're here into your DeFi lease. You owe the protocol and the lenders 150 plus interest. So basically, those 9.75 would be released to the wallet you have once you repay the 150 in stables plus interest. Now, the beauty of it is that if the price of the Atom increases, you actually get to keep that appreciation. You can use that appreciation to repay your 150 in stable coins because you would always own to the lenders 150 in stable coins.
Understood.
If the price of the 9.7 point atoms is now twice that, you actually don't have 250, you have 500, mm-hmm. and you own only 150.
It's a way to guarantee that your exposure maintains stable. But I guess it's utilizing the ability to open up these leases is that you're kind of the ideal user is someone who is leasing assets that they believe will go up exponentially in value over time, or that they will increase in value over time, because you have the rate guarantee that your initial lease is going to maintain stable. Is that the correct way to kind of think about it?
It's kind of a correct way to think about it. And also it gives you, because you're purchasing more than what you have as ownership, you're actually getting more exposure. Mm-hmm. And you're getting cheap exposure with a fixed interest rate. And now, once you do that, the price appreciation, as you mentioned, is entirely for you to keep. And because I see a question here whether you would be able to earn the staking rewards, yes, liquid staking would be there from day one. And the idea is that your Atom here in this position, 9.75 atoms, you would be actually able to earn staking rewards on all of them. So basically earn 20-22% APY from your atoms. And these, you would be able to repay your interest in full and part of the principal. So basically creating self-repaying clause.
Yeah, as we can see, we are currently don't have a lot of supplied stable coins in the system. So the interest rate is quite high. But as Kamen mentioned, if, for example, the inflationary rewards for Atom are around 22%, it will definitely cover the interest and have some left for the principal itself. From day one, as Kamen mentioned, we will be providing liquid stake derivative in staked Atom and staked Osmo, and they will be available to be leveraged through the DeFi lease system of Nolas.
Yeah, now
can we see
the
earn side of the equation?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, on the other side you have the earn side where you can provide liquidity. You can provide liquidity in stables. And now you can choose how much to provide. If you decide to provide 10 only or 20, it doesn't matter. This is what it goes in as you become a lender with those 100. And those 100 would be there and would increase immediately after a repayment is done, interest is repaid. Or, actually, every single time a borrower repays in cash, these stable coins would increase in value, meaning your 100 would become 100 and something. And it would be compounding. You can also stake the NOS token. This is separate than providing liquidity to the system, but this is entirely a way to, you can delegate your tokens into the system and be part of the proof of stake. You can take, it's a governance token, so you can also vote on different decisions depending on your total stake. And at the end, the NOS token here, if you provide it and delegate it to the proof of stake, actually earns you from the 15% of the total token supply rewards. And those rewards would be quite high, especially in year one and two.
Let me give some more info on the earn section. First, every user that deposits stable coins to and be a lender in the system automatically gets the yield that is currently paid from borrowers, as Kamen mentioned. However, he will be incentivized with the additional rewards in NOS token, which are accrued on a couple of hours and available for the user to claim. User can also delegate to different validators on the Nolas blockchain. As I mentioned earlier, we are an app-specific blockchain built on using the Cosmos technology. So Cosmos SDK. So we have a set of validators and the NOS token that is used to pay gas for transactions on the blockchain is also inflationary and will be providing rewards for stakers that can afterwards vote and help us steer the wheel of how to develop further the Nolas functionalities.
Yeah, that's kind of like one of the questions that I have kind of leading into this is right now you currently have assets being routed from the Nolus chain to Osmosis DEX. Is there an automated decision-making process within the chain that decides what is the best available DEX swap rate for an individual user? Is there any sort of evaluation on like the slippage, the swap rates, and just ensuring that those swap rates actually execute in a very efficient manner?
Yes, well, for the time being, we currently haven't implemented it in this version of the system. However, it's being developed. Once there is more than one DEX that's hooked to the system, the price oracle that we've developed will take a decision based on the amount of liquidity available for a certain pair on a certain DEX and root tokens, depending on the actual slippage that the transaction will occur or the price difference between the two DEXs or maybe more DEXs. So, in other words, here there will be sort of a DEX aggregator functionality mm-hmm. that will choose the best route for the end user.
That's interesting. And I guess my other side of the question is how many options is it going to be going through governance to integrate the different liquid staking derivative options that people have amongst different Atom tokens or Ethereum? Because I know in Ethereum land, there's like probably about at this point, like 20 plus liquid staking derivative options.
Every change done on the system should undergo a governance proposal, meaning that we, as the core developers of the system, once it goes to mainnet, we do not have the power to change anything on the smart contracts or the blockchain itself. Only the stakeholders need to agree with, for example, our governance proposal, if we put one, so that changes on the system should be done.
That's really interesting. That's super cool. I'm excited that this is actually seen. It is becoming real. It's a reality. And just from the perspective of being able to exponentially increase your bag, I do think that it's a double-edged sword, and you are playing with a little bit of fire. Because it is interesting to consider the opportunity to have that. And depending on when the lease is open, at what price point, I think that's going to play a major role in terms of how these lease positions actually end up playing out for individual users that don't want to get liquidated, obviously. So one of the people in the audience has a great question. When mainnet?
That was what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
As you can see, we're in the final stage of development. Kamen, would you like to share the alpha or should I go with it? I like leaving Kamen to share all the alpha.
well, we're very, very, very at the end of the development. Hopefully, we would be announcing the date in the next couple of days. It would be mid-May.
Okay. Interesting. No,
like 15, 20 days from now.
Wow, that's a fast turnaround. Evan, you got any questions?
We're holding you to it. We're holding you to 2 weeks. I'm going to come back and check your website, and if it's not up, I'm going to be very
disappointed. Two or three. Don't push us.
All right, two and a half. You heard it, folks. Two and a half weeks. You can head on over.
No, I know actually had a quite time. A good. Evan, you had actually quite a good point on saying that it is going to be essential when in terms of price appreciation, the leases should be open.
Yeah.
Joseph, it might be you. I was just presenting. They didn't see who.
Yeah.
Who
no.
Asked
no
the
worries.
Question, but here is the thing. Let's say I'm a degen that I know that prices are only going to go up, so I want to leverage my position. With doing, let's say, a looping strategy, meaning that I go to compound, I just
a looping strategy with no
collateral.
Yeah, pretty intense.
I get an asset, then I loop it again until I get the leverage, let's say, by something like 1.4, 1.5 leverage. But in this scenario, I have pretty massively over leveraged my position, and it will create a some domino effect if a liquidation happens, and this liquidation will happen in a very short period of time. In yeah. let's say a small dip, it will just trigger this mass liquidation and I will lose everything. So with Nolus, it's actually the same, but you don't have to loop it 3, 4, 5 times. And in the end of the day, you get pretty good conditions in terms of risk mitigation.
Yeah, it seems to me, just from my limited use of it, or just like limited experience of like just looking at it, it offers a much more automated ability of managing Aave type loans, because I think that's kind of one of my biggest issues with yeah. Aave, or just in general DeFi loans right now, is that there's a lot of considerations that you have to take as the borrower or as the lender itself. And I think that the key component here is like kind of a little bit of a difference, is that the difference between full custodial and non full custodial like ownership. And I think that with like the contemporary DeFi platforms where you can go take loans out, you do have that inherent custody of taking your full loan, but then you're also faced with the fact that you have to balance out that market with like these rates that are eating up into your collateral, and typically your collateral isn't actually exposing itself to yield. So I think that that's a really interesting mechanism. And I guess my other question would be, beyond just liquid staking, is there any consideration for these collaterals to be deployed into liquidity providing positions? I know that you guys are denominating them in USDC terms and right now, but with these down payments, perhaps there can be these liquidity provided positions where it's USDC, USDT, or any other stable coin, and they're provided in this liquidity providing pool or position that actually earn yield, and you can start optimizing those underneath the loan as well. Just would love to hear your thoughts on that front.
Yeah, actually, when we started talking about how we can create a much more efficient system, this was one of the topics. If we have, let's say, for example, the protocol with as a stale some stable coins and that are not currently utilized for lease positions, they can actually be utilized in some other way that can bring value for the system as well. So this is one of the things that we are currently working on and thinking how to expand in this position, because as you all know, in currently in Cosmos, there are not a lot of availability in terms of DeFi plays that can be done with stable coins. So we're just looking, you know, all the perspectives and how to properly scale the product, that for example to scale it horizontally to other chains in the Cosmos, or vertically to, let's say, to Ethereum chains, where we will have more options to create more strategies for users, both for lenders and for borrowers.
Think of the way that you guys have deployed with just keeping in mind of deploying your own chain, having that Cosmos SDK, that gives you guys a lot of freedom to kind of maneuver throughout the space. So just a superior way of deploying the app. You guys are in a very like a nice little competitive niche, because you guys have invented a new class of people being able to degen, which is exciting. I'm definitely going to err on the side of caution when coming over here, because I'm going to be perma bulled up. If I'm going to come over there and see that my liquidation level is at 18,800 for Bitcoin, and I can get 3 Bitcoins immediately price exposure, I'm gonna go bananas, and I'm just gonna be like, yeah, let's go maximum. But then that's gonna be scary, just from the perspective of like, oh, but I could lose my limited bag of 1 Bitcoin, you know, if we do revisit those lower levels and those lower bands, in case of like, you know, I don't know, maybe some new virus comes along, or maybe the US government declares war on North Korea or something like that, some major black swan event.
Black swan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but we're also thinking in that direction. We a way to not hit this type of events, is the easiest way to not hit this type of events is to just to provide more liquidity into your position, so that loan to value ratio stays in a healthier level.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we are currently looking is to just to, let's say, if you have some spare money in your wallet, and you know that they can be utilized for if a certain black swan event happens, you can actually give permission to the smart contract that's managing your lease position an option to withdraw certain amount of those tokens from your wallet directly to repay some of the loan and return automatically return your loan to value into a healthier level. This way you can actually sleep well without having to think of whether tomorrow will be the day that Bitcoin will crash with 80% for about an hour or so, because you've actually provide some more collateral that will keep your position up and running.
It's interesting.
But this is again, yeah, this is again the downside scenario. The upside scenario, we are all both. We know that the current market conditions won't be here for long, and the market capitalization will go up. It's just a matter of time. So it's the perfect time to open such a position and just to wait until it gets capitalized and close in the perfect time.
Absolutely.
I believe that the product actually allows you to not time the market so much and not trying to get the bottom in. Because when you have 40, 50% better liquidation rates, you're able for more room of error. So you basically, yes, currently your BTC could be partially liquidated at 15K at current levels and positions. And if all the way down, it could go up to 11. Thousand. So basically, you're much more safer using three times more leverage with us, with Knowles, rather than with any other user. And this gives you the flexibility to be there.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Evetto actually has a great idea. That's something that it did not occur to us as well, to do some hedging, and it's actually quite neat. You just open a lease position and provide some stable coins to the system, so you create a hedge this way. You can actually do a lot of interesting things with the both combining both products. For example, if you earn from your stable coins yield more than your interest as a borrower. So you earn more than your interest as a borrower, you actually can repay the interest and again have something that stays on top.
Evan, you got any questions for the legends themselves?
I literally can't hear anything, so.
Oh no. The dude, I told you not to go to Malta and try to break out Doquan. I'm telling you, they're targeting you, man. It's the CIA. I told you. All right. Well, since we lost Evan, and obviously he's being targeted by the U.S. government, and he's just a danger to the show and danger to everyone. Ivan Common, do you guys have anything else left? Any alpha to drop? This the floor is yours. I'm really excited to see this hit mainnet. I will definitely be nose to the ground waiting for you guys to tweet about it around mid-May.
Thank you. Well, our hope is that we would be able eventually to become a truly cross-chain platform, really go beneath from any blockchain. Anyone is able to take the DeFi lease without him understanding that he's switching blockchains on one side, and then create more and more for products in terms of borrowers and lenders and yield optimization schemes. And this would happen. Now, the mainnet is the important thing to happen because we have been waiting for that moment for a long, long time. And then everything else will come on top with the next months to come.
I'm really excited. I think that is a great time to be deploying a product like this. Obviously, not financial advice to anyone who's considering to go open up a lease position, but I think this is a phenomenal moment in terms of just Cosmos and also just the evolution of different types of leasing solutions or just borrowing solutions. This is a different approach that anyone else has done in crypto and done in DeFi. So it's really interesting to see the directions you can take this, because I think that this is a newfound niche for the degens out there who are trying to expand their actual approach to how many assets they have. I'd be interested to see maybe some dollar cost averaging strategies. Perhaps there could be some dollar cost averaging built-in strategies within the leases themselves, where they can slowly build up their lease positions. Perhaps something of the sorts like there, because yeah, like passively investing into the marketplace instead of just
Let me
doing one massive rip, you know?
Let me give some alpha here. We are currently working market open and market close position, limit and market open and close position, and something that you already implied is that we're going to do some functionality that will provide DCA as well.
Interesting. All right, I'm a nerd, and I love me some passive DCA investing. I love that ability to do that. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. I really appreciate you guys. When you guys have that hitting mainnet, let us know. Really excited. We'll retweet it. We'll get you guys posted up out there. Thank you so much for joining us. And to everyone else, I think we're going to be wrapping up the show here. Thank you so much for watching us. If you guys are interested in checking out Nolas, head on over to the Twitter. We've quote tweeted them. We've tagged them everywhere. And definitely give them a follow there. We will see you guys in the next week's episode of Bytes. Yeah, that's what we're calling the show now. Take care.